Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And I wonder what shows Sypha Sounds has coming up.
Oh, well, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody that came out to the Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, Vermont last weekend. That was awesome. Shout out to Matt Vogel, Juan Epper, who showed up himself.
Yeah.
In true Juan Epp form. Don't bring any friends. Don't bring any girls.
What's a friend?
Just show up by yourself.
Yep.
Be a fucking weirdo in the back yelling years ago and I love turtles.
Wow. Okay. Is that what happened?
He was cool though. He was super cool. He was Jewish, so he's one part of your tribe.
Oh, thank you.
He witnessed the ethnic person at the show. He watched this guy. He sat in the front row, Puerto Rican from the Bronx, but Afro-Latino. He was black, but he was Puerto Rican. Watched the whole show, loved it. I included him in a lot of jokes and fucking around. And then after the show, proceeded to call me Ebro about 140 times.
No.
Yes.
He went, hold on. This is straight out of the Genius Doc. So he hits you with the cootie and cheeky? He was like, yo, my man, Chike. He was like, no, it's Cootie. Yo, Chike, you crazy. Is that what you got?
Bro, Ebro, stop bullshit, Ebro. You know I fuck with you, Ebro. Ebro, man, you know I'm your guy, Ebro. Anytime you come up here, Ebro. Like, after every sentence, Ebro.
Yo.
And the only reason why I didn't correct him is because the One Up fan, Matt, was sitting at the bar, and I was like,
he's enjoying this.
Yeah, Ebro. Yo, Ebro. I'm telling you, Ebro.
Yo, the other day, I went to the Tyler, the Creator show last week. Ebro and I went together. We met at the show. And as we're walking in, someone like stops him. This girl's like, oh my God, you Ebro? He was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, and you. I was like, Rosenberg? She's like, yeah. And I wanted to be like, yeah, because my name's not on the thing, so you don't remember it. Because they don't train you to remember my name, so you only remember the one you're supposed to.
Right.
That's not your fault.
And good job.
Good job. That's exactly how it's marketed. You
good
did it just right.
Doing what you were supposed to do, lady.
All right, wait, hold on. You didn't plug what you
I'm
have coming
right up. All right, listen. So I just got booked with my friend Mo Ammer. He's back on the road.
Sure he is. He's at Caroline's this weekend.
He finished shooting his Netflix show that's coming out. It's amazing. He just finished shooting a movie with The Rock. So we're hitting the road.
Wow.
So New York City, Caroline's this weekend. Next weekend, I'm off to Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Hyenas in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
The 8th and the 9th, I'll be over at Zany's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, I know Zany's, sure.
15th and 16th, I'll be at one of my favorite clubs, Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And 22nd and 23rd, no, that's Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Yeah, so Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas. It's a hell of a month. April, it's going
to
be a great
And by the way, and you're off to a good start because you sound sick already.
Nah, it's allergies. Allergy season is upon us.
But by the way, you can't say allergy doesn't count as sick. It's different sick. It's not contagious sick.
It's not sick. Allergies are not sick.
What is it?
It's.
Does it run you down?
Yeah.
And does it make you sneeze?
Yeah, and cough and stuffy nose.
So it sounds a lot like sick.
And it makes you very tired.
It makes you very tired. No, anyway. It's allergies. I'm not weak.
It's not contagious. Sick means contagious.
Well, these days, you want to specify allergies for sure. Big difference.
I'm just yelling out allergies. Allergies.
It's allergies. Allergies, guys. It's allergies. All right, well, guess what, Sife?
One more.
You had another plug?
I got a new show. Thursday night. Jersey, I'm coming back, baby. Jersey, where you at? Where you at, Jersey?
It's right next to New York.
March 24th, Edgewater, New Jersey, in a Mexican restaurant called Viva Margarita. Now, is it weird that the restaurant is named after my ex-girlfriend? Yes. Is it in the same place where she's from? Yes. Is she coming? No.
You don't think?
No, she lives somewhere else. But here, I want you to come. Shout out to my boy Colin. Shout out to my girl Sydney. We're doing a show March 24th,
oh my 8 God.
p.m., Viva Margarita. I got Jackie Fabulous. I got Sean Patton. I got Kareem Green. It's going to be a hell of a show.
Hey, guys, thanks for joining us on the Sypha Plug Hour. We'll catch you next week, man. This has been good.
Pull up.
We've said it all. That's all there is to say.
We got shit to say. I got to talk about LaRussell.
Okay, hold on. We're not talking about LaRussell yet, okay?
Okay. Okay, sorry.
I mean, it's a little something called DJ Premier's birthday.
Oh.
Or when you guys hear this tomorrow, it's yesterday was DJ Premier's birthday. You ever heard this one?
Are we in Berlin right now?
It feels like we're in Geneva.
Yeah. 5-9. Yo.
By the way, we should be playing this game in reverse where you play the songs and I tell you immediately which artist it is because I know these all so well. This is Screwball. But Sife, you remember this?
Degrees, I stand in a square, right over left, preparing to fight to the death. You can never stifle this, not even a trifleist. Nigga on
you know what song I love, Sife? One of the best premieres.
97, Primo, D&D, y'all.
This had to be a big Fat Beats single you sold.
I want to speak a little truth.
Crumb Snatcher, Closer to God.
Oh, yeah.
You guys sold this, right?
Hell yeah.
This was moving.
Getting closer to God.
Come on.
Since the day I was young, I had premonitions of an ending to come behind the brow of the next man's gun. It used to be fun when I'm the one doing the clapping. Now I'm facing my death, doing fast breath, no laughing. How can this happen? Holding my chest on the floor, laid up, I sprayed up, dreaming to even the score.
He's got so many, so many.
I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember Closer to God?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that was a big college radio tune for me.
Oh, sure. Sounds like it. Sounds like right in that vein, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. In the vein of big. Did you know the Screwball?
Screwball, I know, yeah.
You know that one? Do you remember the B-side of Screwball?
I see. Basically over.
Yo, Screwball got Primo to do both. Both sides.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never heard this either.
I see. Basically over.
Control the slap. The game's over. Feds took your Range Rover. Your man snitched and your girl screaming, I told you about those over the shoulder boulders that you be having. Niggas smiling your face behind your back, they backstabbing, laughing.
I like that one better.
Seen It All might be better than Fabian, yeah.
Yeah.
Been doing it all, man.
Remember this
side?
Seen
all of it. All that shit, man.
DJ Premier's birthday, y'all.
Nigga, happy birthday, Primo.
Primo, we love you.
Kyoka. What up, OC? What up, AG? What up, Finesse? Joey's home. Showbiz, Dunedin, yeah. Yo, Fat Jojo, crack shit's all the same. Old rusty ass pot from which I came. Fat boy.
Say it again.
What is that again?
Thank God for that white.
What is that on?
We used to play it. Remember, it was like Fat Joe's album like 7 years ago.
Yeah, that shit's dope. Boy, that's 7 years ago.
It was years ago at this point. Already years.
Ago.
It's been
it was years ago. Years
it's been
ago.
Years ago.
You know,
shit this is up there for me, by the way. This is up there for me.
Can't complain though. I'm alive,
healthy and all that. You
know what I'm saying? Just trying to do my thing. Praise the all. Bust it. That nigga Slick Rick said, I waited long time sweating it.
That's the one.
I got jerk, but now I'm getting.
You didn't know what it was at first, did you?
No, I saw this on somebody. You see those premiere YouTube shit?
Yeah, of course.
He breaks down his beats. Yeah. He did this one. That shit. He was showing the sample where he got that whistle.
Man.
Give me.
Name one. I'm on it.
Let me think what my favorite Premier shit is. You got Heavy D?
You mean, was it a bunch? What did he do again?
Is it Blue Funk?
It's from Blue Funk, but it's not the song Blue Funk. That's Pete right. Rock.
He did Don't Curse. No, that was that Pete Rock?
Pete
that
Rock Pete did Rock. Don't Curse, too.
I remember
Heavy D. Did he do
D
a bunch of N-words?
First time I heard a Premier beat not on Gangstar was Heavy D album. Because I used to love Gangstar so much. I was like, I wish Premier did beats for other people. And the first one I ever heard was Heavy D.
Here we go. I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is a Gangstar interlude that he made a beat out of.
Do it like this, though. Do it like this, though. Do it like this. Do it like this. Make it fat like this.
Heavy D, yes, yes, y'all. Off Blue Funk.
Another one.
Hey, yo, rough, rough, rugged, rough, rough, big and damn. Who's that? The man. I'm a slammer like Bam Bam. The big man, the bigger plan. The nigga dance. Quick to figure, and I pack my medium stadium stands. Rugged raw, clear the floor. R&B, hardcore, plenty more. Been on plenty tour.
It's funny, too. It doesn't even really sound like a Premier record.
I was just thinking, it sounds like he was almost like a Pete Rock kind of record.
It doesn't feel.
But there's another one on there that sounds Premier-ish.
Oh, there's a second one?
I think so. I think there was two.
Maybe you're right. Hold on. Heavy D Blue Funk's a underrated album, by the way.
Very underrated.
Like, it came along in his career. He's already very far into his career at a time in which, of course, we thought people were old.
Right.
And now it would be like. Is that even old? Yo, the track listing here for Blue Funk doesn't have the fucking specific producer credits. Hold on.
What name the songs?
Oh, you don't remember?
Maybe.
Truthful? No. Who's the man? No. Talk is cheap. Girl, it's a new day. Who's in the house? Love sexy. Slow down. Silky. Here comes the Hevster.
Blue, try that one.
Blue funk. Yes, y'all. And a bunch of N-words. Maybe he did a bunch of N-words.
Here comes the Hevster. Right. I think that's it.
All right.
Man, this COVID is acting up. I mean, allergies.
Wait. What?
I said no allergies.
Here we go. Let's see if this is it.
It makes for a better life, period.
What were you like when you were
I love these interludes.
I was shy. Kind of shy.
God, I love Heavy D. Oh, Sife's right. It's Here Comes the Hevster. You're right.
I was lonely. I was young as a six.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Heavy D.
Just different. Just love my own space. Quiet. I would tuck myself in.
Here comes the Hevster. And I know it makes you sick.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go. What on the funk flow? On the funk flow. Here we go. This one goes out to all those heads. You know what I'm saying? Bronx.
Yo,
not how I remember it.
Yo, weird. This one sounds Pete Rockish too, with those horns coming.
Hey, yo, turn me loose. I don't produce with no buttercups. Premier got the butter cuts. Here comes that old rugged stuff. No room for no pity.
Petty kid. I don't remember it.
I jig him, renig him, or give him a dug him, dig him, smack. I seen you hanging on.
Woo.
Yo, play the, you got the Red Alert promo?
Let's see.
What are you on? Are you on your phone?
Yeah, what I have to do,
play Red Alert.
What
Red
I have
Alert
to...
DJ Premier promo. Kiss FM.
What's this? Okay. Man, I know you. This is one of your favorite things ever.
Play the YouTube ad for
Kiss FM. I will. Kiss FM. Red Alert Premiere.
Play a Warby Parker commercial first. Fuck, COVID's acting up.
No, Sife. You said it's not COVID.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sounds you're about to hear is from Cool DJ Red Alert on 98.7 Kiss FM. Hey, Daddy, start it off like this.
You're listening to New York's number one radio station, New York's number one DJ, Cool DJ Red Alert.
Guys, making a wad-up intro. Take some notes, okay? How about that?
Now, Sife, that is the perfect segue into a major part of today's show. We have to whittle down this list, Sife, to some finalists for the people to vote on.
Okay.
So I organized all of them, and I think this is it.
Wait, no. Okay. Who Leisure Suit Gary put up a video of? Did you see the video he put up?
Nah.
Oh, go to Leisure Suit Gary's Instagram. He put up a video of him playing the intro, but he lives in like some beach house or some shit. It's kind of crazy. Who's this Leisure Suit Gary fella?
All right. Well, it's a. When did he post this? Because right now it says he has no posts.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a story.
But it says follow back, so it's him. Beats 2022, maybe he has a story of it. Here's some beats.
I'm done with my joke.
your lip.
Let the poppers pop and the breakers break. And the breakers break.
Wow, you think that's where he lives?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's start it off with Leisure Suit Gary.
Also, I'm a little offended that Mark Ronson is such a huge fan and didn't throw us an intro.
It's a great point. What, you think you're, what are you doing? You think you're better than Leisure Suit Gary?
What are you doing, Mark Ronson?
Mark Ronson, you think you're better or you have different rules than Leisure Suit Gary and DJ Raw Shark? That's what you think?
You can't grab a Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg little vocal sample and cut it up like if we were Bruno Mars or somebody.
Right. You think you're better than TJ Morgan, DJ Bob, Cuffy Holmes, MT, Slumber Logic, English Broke Jerry, and Brandon Cousin?
What's the English one?
English Broke Jerry.
Yo, Mark Ronson, you English.
Yeah,
you gonna let this guy shut on you?
All right, well, you just set it up and mentioned Leisure Suit Gary. Well, actually, let me go in order so I don't get confused. Here's Brandon Cousin.
Okay. All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
1F is life.
Sean Carter, Jay-Z is on 1F soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, yo.
Uncle Snoop.
Guess what? Yeah. New York, we love you.
Q-Tip. Yes.
By the way, Chris Rock is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, MF and Eminem and Royce the 5'9 on 1F Steam?
Jilly from Philly?
What?
Jill Scott.
Philly. Big Daddy Kane is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. What's up?
We have the legendary Quincy Jones.
Oh! Woo!
On 1F Steam.
Thank you.
One of the heroes and friends of the show, right. Nori is here. Give a round of applause for Jadakiss joining us on the 1F Steam podcast.
Obviously, Tracy Morgan's here.
What's up, baby? I shut him down.
Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg.
Don't get gas!
Okay.
That's Brandon Cousin. Billy June, please. Billy June, let's you and I score it, Syph. We got to start scoring these.
I just sent you two more that just came to the 1F is life Gmail.
Oh, really? That maybe I don't have yet. All right, thank you.
One is from Leisure Suit Gary.
Well, don't you think I already have that one then?
It's the second one, but there was another one also that came in that I don't think you have.
Leisure Suit's going for it, yo.
Respect the Leisure Suit, man. So, Syph, let's rank that first one.
How do we rank it?
You know, beats, vibes.
Usage of samples.
Does it feel like an intro?
I was looking for more original beats. So that right there alone.
It hurts.
I'm not knocking you. I respect what you did, but I'm looking for more original beat, that something we can own. And do something with eventually.
Like
we can't own that one.
Right, right. All right. So, what do you want to give it? I'm going to give it a 7.
I'll give it a 6.
All right, Billie Jean, write that down, please. Let's get to Cuffy Holmes.
All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and a perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
All right. And it goes on like that.
I like that beat a lot. I could use some more samples.
Yeah.
Us saying things. Years ago is the hot thing right now, but you know, we got a lot of hot shit. You know what I mean?
I would give it a 7.5.
And it'll even have our names in it.
Yeah.
I'd say 7.5.
I gave it above slightly the last one because it's original beat at least.
I do like the beat. I'm going to say 7.
Okay. Here is MT.
MT.
Welcome back. You guys didn't like all your shit on that show? So is it from my Welcome Back Harness?
That's what it was. Well, then Puerto Rican in a
dream. I get it.
And you know how you see DJ for
Wait.
It's so funny. So I know, Sife, the other day you just said you're not that into the use of Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah.
But like that is, he did do it in a fly way. It's cool. Yeah. That's a cool. Yeah. I'm actually going to give that the highest rating so far. I would give that an 8.
No.
No way. I like it better than last one.
You tripping.
I like the Q-tip sample. I like the flip. Like he took the one up, the Welcome Back, Kotter, but it felt different to me. I liked it.
I'm going with a 6.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going with a 6.
So you're just telling this guy to shove it right up his ass. Thanks for helping.
No offense, but like the samples are too low. Put some, like mix it a little better, unless, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you know have the equipment for that or whatever. I respect the what are those drums called again?
I don't know.
I forgot what they're called. Harlem something. Underground, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I respect it, but I'm not a fan of the Welcome Back, Kotter.
All right, that's fine. Let's go to Slumber Logic.
Yo, son.
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And as a raw, hard-hearted girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Brooklyn. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. That one, he did it right. He put it all in the beginning, made it an intro, and then let the bed ride out. We could talk over it.
I'm giving that a 9. I love that one.
I'm going with an 8.
That's so far. That's first place right there for us. 9 and 8. All right.
I like the other one, the second one, the beat better, but I like the way he incorporated the samples he used. He found a lot of classic shit.
Really classic.
You fucking.
So MT did a second one. Let's hear MT's other one.
All right, you guys.
Go, hit it.
Call you to show the Juan F show.
Puerto Rican and a Jew.
You get it?
I get it.
You want to talk that real shit. So you an NPC or you an ASR?
He's both.
You mix it up.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Drop gems.
Crazy stories.
You know he's a DJ for Little Kim.
Wait. Did you fuck her?
It was years ago.
I'll be the color of leather. Yo, I'm more better. Yo, I'm like, son, I don't want to hear you rap right now.
He's not lying.
One of his life.
Woo. What do you think of MT's second attempt?
What do you mean second attempt?
That was the second one MT sent us.
He had one earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it a lot. A little slow for me. And like, I like the sample choices, just the way they were placed. Like the Kanye was too long. Like, you don't know how to, you got to snip it down. I do like the beat though.
Mm.
But I like more energetic intros. That one was a little slow.
But so far, your number one is...
All right, you guys.
It's English Broke Gary, right?
We got to find it.
Was it years ago?
Oh, no,
years
sorry.
Ago. It was years ago, I'm feeling.
Years ago.
Peter Rosen.
No.
Slumber Logic was his favorite one.
You guys didn't like all your show.
Okay. Slumber Logic so far is our number one. Got it. Sorry, I'm getting confused. All right, let's hear from... DJ Raw Shark.
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know I used to DJ for Little Kim.
Good afternoon.
Do you know that I was I'm once divorced?
This is years ago. Years ago.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good night.
This is Juan Epp fuckery.
This is years ago, bro.
It's a big day, ladies and gentlemen. Juan Epp is
what?
Listen, watch. Don't listen. Don't watch. I don't give a fuck.
Rosenberg.
Yo, we're doing it for this thing we call hip hop.
And good night.
I give this Raw Shark a 7.
Again, it's a little too slow for me, but it's done very well. I'll say 7 also.
Okay, that's the same one. Here's another one he sent.
I do like the SB12 Buck Wild type of intros some of these guys have.
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know I used to DJ for Lil Kim.
Good afternoon.
You know that I was I'm once divorced?
This was years ago.
Years ago.
Years ago.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good night.
This is Juan F. Fuckery.
This was years ago, bro.
It's a big day, ladies and gentlemen. Juan F. is
what?
Listen, watch, don't listen, don't watch. I don't give a fuck.
Rosenberg. Yo, we're doing it for this thing we call hip-hop.
And good night.
I like that one better.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah.
Like the same samples over a different beat?
Correct.
Yeah, I like that beat better, but still the same. 6.
I give that one a 7.5.
Ooh, okay. We have different ears.
Here's another one.
All right, you guys.
Who's this?
So Ross Shark sent us a lot.
Perfect business plan. Oh. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready? Ready?
Years ago.
One F is life. And I'm about to make the ill type moves.
Keep pushing for wine on it. Rosenberg.
We did it first. Get friends when it's due.
Better than before, as if that was possible.
One F is life.
I'm not an amateur, sort of like a veteran.
Wait. Way back when I've been putting it down.
One F is life.
Woo, you went with the Primo.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Primo.
Yeah, I like that a lot. He listened to what we said.
Yep. And then he came with the scratch version.
Now, but here's my problem with it though.
Okay.
Here's my problem with it. What, like, the followed instructions immensely. The beat is dope. Cutting up our samples, but also just some generic hip hop sayings and samples. My problem is, and I mean no disrespect.
Oh, you mean no disrespect?
I'm saying, no, what's his name again? DJ Raw Shark.
DJ Raw Shark, yep.
Raw Shark. And I mean no disrespect. But what type of loser are you to be able to fit the time in your life to do that for us?
Wait. Like, did you preface this with no disrespect?
No, I did.
Okay. Then forget it.
I said no disrespect.
Okay, good. No, I was gonna say that sounded offensive to call someone a loser who's a fan of your work.
What type?
But if you said no disrespect,
of fucking schmuckery are you, where you have time?
Well, hold on.
To
but
go into your...
there's another one.
Wait, what was your score for the one before?
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know I used to DJ for Lil Kim.
Good afternoon.
You know that I was I'm once divorced?
This was years ago.
Years ago.
Years ago.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good night.
This is Juan F. Fuckery.
This was years ago, bro.
It's a big day, ladies and gentlemen. Juan F. is
what?
Listen, watch, don't listen, don't watch. I don't give a...
He has a lot of vibes. Last one.
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know I used to DJ for Lil Kim.
Good afternoon.
Do you know that I was
So should we just give Raw Shark an overall score for his whole batch?
Sure. But all the ones he has are the same
level to you.
Just placed on a different beat.
No, except for the scratch one.
Yes, except for the one he really went all in.
I think the scratch one's the best one though, right?
Yeah. But I like that the beat you just played before this one better.
All right, you guys.
Oh, you like that one better than the scratch beat?
Years ago.
One F is life.
And I'm about to make the ill type move.
So you like this beat? You like this beat better, but you like the scratches.
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know I used to DJ for Lil Kim.
Good afternoon.
You know, you like that beat?
Better.
Yeah. See, I like the scratch one.
Play the scratch one more time.
Last one.
All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
He found the cannabis sample that you couldn't remember.
One of his life.
And I'm about to make the ill type moves.
Type the sound. Keep pushing for wine on it.
Rosenberg.
Get friends when it's due.
Better than before, as if that was possible.
One app is life.
I'm not an amateur, sort of like a veteran.
Way back when I've been putting it down. Down.
One app is life.
He missed an opportunity right there.
What's that?
She goes, way back then, I've been putting it down. And right there, he should have said years ago.
Oh.
Years ago. Well, by the way, we'll fix it in the edit.
He could still do it.
I'm going with an 8 for that one.
Yeah, I'm giving that one an 8, too, for DJ Raw Shark. That's a hell.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Very thoughtful. All right. A second one for, is the second one? No, first one. This is TJ Morgan.
All right, you guys. Podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect like business plan. Give our kind show of. Away for free
Intro
and
madness.
Tell no one how to find it. Ready?
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night. Do we know what a Carhartt girl is? All right.
Welcome back to One Up, ladies and gentlemen. One Up is back.
Billy, you got your microphone?
Okay. That was very stripped down.
Years ago.
Good morning.
You know, I, and the funny thing is I liked it, but he used too little on it, almost.
Yeah, too little. Needed more stuff on it, but he used the live one app. I respect that.
No, I liked what he did.
All right, you guys. Got the perfect business. Give our free and tell. Find it. Ready?
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night. Do we know what a Carhartt girl is?
Love that part.
See, that part's hard.
Yeah.
If he kept leaning in and like added some cuts there.
Yeah.
But
maybe
as it
some
is,
of these guys need to get together.
I'm gonna give this. I'm gonna give that TJ Morgan a 6.
A 6, I agree.
Let's hear from Day Job Bob.
All right, Cypher, we're about to start One Ep
podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect.
He added me to it. Wow.
Give our show away for like free it. And tell no one how to find it. Ready?
Wait, what's happening here?
Cypher Sounds, Peter Rosenberg, One Ep is life. Shut the fuck up, Billy June.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Is there anyone out there who listens to One Ep is life?
Timberlands, grimy dudes, wheelchair dudes.
I love getting to live in our past.
Hey, thank you old people that listen to One Ep for contributing to our Patreon. I really appreciate it.
That's what my life changed. Years ago.
Hey, years ago.
One of his life.
Interesting.
I like that. I like that beat a lot.
Well, let's review him in a second because Deja Bob sent two at the same time. Here's his other one. That one's called Who Listens? This one's called Therapy Hour.
Podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
I laugh at that every time.
One Ep is life, a.k.a. grown-up hip-hop fans therapy hour. Not judging.
No judgment.
Because we all got issues.
I got plenty. I'm glad you decided to share that.
Maybe you have some issues that maybe you wouldn't regret taking a look at.
Pity party. Pity party. Pity party.
You express it in a way where it sounds like you really care.
I feel insecure. I still have the dread.
Maybe you have some issues.
We'll finish this therapy session on Patreon.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't know if Dayjob Bob's gonna win, but he came with some real creativity and style points on both these.
Also, I like that one a lot, but it's more like a intro for a segment and not the whole show.
Right.
If we had a therapy segment.
Yes.
But it's
and
fire.
Maybe we could
the
use
beats
that.
Are dope.
Maybe yeah, we could use that.
We can use all this shit, baby.
I'll use it. I'll call that one a 7.
Yeah, I agree, but it's really good.
I really enjoyed it, though. And
I like the beat a lot. It's just not necessarily fit for an intro, but both beats were dope.
Here's Cuffy Holmes. So this one's just a nice little instrumental vibe. I'm not mad at this.
I like the beat.
Now he sent two. He sent that one and he sent this one.
We already did this one.
Shut up, Billy Jim.
Perfect timing. I just love the beat.
See this? See the, what this is? This is more of a real intro that, like, can be a song people look forward to hearing every week, you know?
Yo, this beat is fire.
And you hear the Biz sample?
Yeah.
Juan Epstein. And I love that he used the on and on. That's such a us. It's such a Juan Ep era thing to use.
I like that beat a lot.
I'm gonna give that an
8.5.
I'm calling that a 9. Cuffy Holmes coming through.
It's just not enough, but we could put the one up samples in it.
We could add a little bit. And now let's see if
get Raw Shark to do the cuts on it.
I sent you two.
Yeah, I'm gonna
one
see
from Leisure Shoot Gary and then Dan E.
All right, let me see the Dan E one. Here we go.
All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready? Ready?
Juan.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. You're talking years ago. And
What?
Why is Billy June there?
I love Cypher Sound so much. Like,
you're hearing this, right?
No.
Perfect.
I told him, yo, I don't want to hear no fucking Martin Luther King rhyme. I want to hear no some hard shit.
Cypher Sounds, Peter Rosenberg, Juan Epp is life.
7.5. I liked it. It was interesting.
I'm a six. I'm giving it a 6.
What didn't you like?
It's just a lazy sample choice.
Wow.
A little too 80s for me.
A little too late 80s vibes.
Sample usage, but here's the deal. I want to apologize for the intro maker that I said what type of loser would you have to be.
That was Raw Shark. You did that too, and because
I apologize, Raw Shark.
That was terrible.
Because I really, what type of loser is making this podcast, and then what type of loser is listening to this podcast? Like, it's all around loserdom.
Right, and who are you to judge who's more of a loser?
I'm doing it.
Right.
I'm the loser.
Right.
You're driving around to work, right? Yo, if your girl didn't like us before, what is she thinking today?
Well, just listening to intros.
And it's something. Like, it's important.
Speaking of which, last one. This is supposedly a second Leisure Suit Gary. Let's see.
Is this the one from the video?
All right, you guys, podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
Rap is something you do. Hip hop is something you live.
Let the poppers pop and the breakers break. Break.
Rap is something you do. Hip hop is something you live.
Let the poppers pop and the breakers break.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg.
I like turtles.
Shut the fuck up, Billy June. Juan Epp is life.
It's certainly up-tempo.
I'm a sucker for up-tempo.
Yo, he tapped into a few things, too. The let the poppers pop and the breakers break is fucking, right. You score big points for that.
Yeah, man.
He even threw in, I don't even know if he remembers this, because I'm sure I said it on the podcast, that do you remember that I said the tattoo I wanted to get was rap is something you do, hip-hop is something you live?
I don't remember you saying it a tattoo. No,
that was like when I was like, when I was a kid, I was like, I'm gonna get a tattoo with a record, and it says, "Rap is something you do, hip hop is something you live." I don't know. One more time, you said.
Yeah.
You God, Sife's actually really putting an effort here. I appreciate this. Here we go.
All right, you guys, and the perfect business plan. Ready?
Rap is something you do. Hip hop is something you live.
Let the poppers pop and the breakers break.
Break. Rap is something you do. Hip hop is something you live.
Let the poppers pop and the breakers break.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg.
I like turtles.
Shut the fuck up, Billy June. One Ebb is life.
Good up.
Leisure Suit Gary. Is that your crib? From the Instagram video, because
if so,
how do you have time to do this when you're some kind of tech entrepreneur?
Yeah, seriously. I'm going to give that Sife an 8.5. I really like that.
I'm going to give that one. I'm a sucker for up tempo, but
go ahead. Just keep it real.
I'm going to do 8.5. I'm going to do 8.5.
All right. Now, Billy June, go over, pick a final four from this group, the four highest scores. Let us know who has the four highest scores. Combo scores, right? So each one, if they got an 8 from me and a 6.5 from Sife, that's a 14.5. So you grade each one's total scores, and then we see who our top four is.
You want to do math?
I know. I'm asking a lot right now.
That's going to get crazy. Is he even on?
Is Billy June here? Yeah, he's here. It's years ago.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing it. I'm not a mathematician, though, so you got to give me a...
Oh, you're not. Hold on. You're not a mathematician.
Oh, go ahead. Take your time.
Yeah, take your time, Billy June. We don't want to bother you. Cypher, I went to a bachelor party this weekend.
Yeah, man. Vermont.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was apparently...
Where'd you go again? Stowe?
Okemo?
Okemo, yep.
That town is dead as a fucking doornail. Jesus. And we did nothing.
I mean, the season's over, bro.
The season's over. So the weather was so
bad. Season's over.
The weather was so bad that they couldn't even ski.
Really?
So we literally just sat in the house from morning till night.
What do you mean?
We sat in the house.
Why didn't you go out?
Saturday, I went to the grocery store.
Y'all got to go make a party at the bar. You have to create the vibe.
No. No one created the vibe.
How many guys was it?
10.
Okay, hold on.
It's a lot of dudes.
Hold on. You could not snowboard or ski.
No.
There was nothing to do, and you still didn't come to my show.
Your show?
What the fuck?
Your show was 90 minutes away. We
would have. You were doing nothing.
That's a good point.
Burlington has something to do. You could have came to the show. You could have got some food. We could have went to a little party afterwards.
That actually, in retrospect, it's a great idea.
You're a fucking idiot.
But then the next day, I had to drive home another 4.5 hours. So do I really want to do 90 minutes back that night?
Oh, I drove by myself.
To Burlington?
Both ways.
Well, listen.
Throwing a podcast, throwing a one-up episode.
That's it. You're there.
Life. One-up is life.
Man, we did nothing, though. It was...
You're fucking dude. The show, wait, Saturday, man, the shows were great, man. You should have came.
Were they really good?
Yeah, they were fun, man. You could have came on stage with me. We would have had a blast. Those people are super cool, man. The people that own that club, they love comedy.
I'm glad because they own a comedy club.
Touche.
This is the
perfect. Are you ready?
Oh, Billy June is here.
We got the results already?
Billy June, you've calculated?
Yeah, no particular order because I'm just looking through really quick. Slumber okay. Logic.
All right.
Slumber Logic.
He's in. Slumber Logic into the finals.
Raw Shark number 4.
Raw Shark 4 into the finals.
Wait, Raw Shark 4 is this one with the scratches?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cuffy Holmes number 3.
Cuffy Holmes 3.
And Leisure Suit Gary.
Leisure Suit Gary.
It keeps fucking me up. I don't know why I keep saying it funny.
Leisure Suit. Because we hang out with Will Sylvans too much. Leisure Suit.
So now what we got to do is we got to put up an IG post on the Juan Ep is Life Instagram.
Right.
And we'll direct
in that Discord.
And we'll direct everyone to it. And Billy June, as the post, what the post will be
Each one you flip.
Each one you flip and listen, and people can vote below.
Can you?
Wait, the first one. The first one has to be listen to the following beats and vote. You can't put somebody first because that'll seem like we're.
Oh,
I know.
That's a good.
It'll seem like we're. You gotta make a favoring that one. Yeah.
Wow, that's a. Very,
what order do we put them in?
Them all?
What order do they go in? I guess highest score. I guess the highest score should go first, and the lowest score should go last.
No, the other way.
No.
Lowest
in
score
no particular
first.
Order. You don't want to
alphabetical.
Well, no, why no particular order though? The level to which they performed in this first round affects their seeding. That's fair.
Is that how it's done in March Madness?
Yeah, the best team gets a 1 seed. The worst team gets
We're
a 16.
We're doing a carousel on Instagram. It doesn't matter.
Hey.
Oh, it matters because a lot of people won't get to that last one.
That's what I'm saying. And my point is the highest score earned probably being first, no?
Okay. There we go, Billy. All right. Who got the highest score? Who got the highest score?
Cuffy Holmes, number 3.
Wow.
Then Leaser Shoot Gary.
Okay.
Seizure Luke Gary.
Seizure Shoot.
Yeah.
Then Raw
Shark 4.
Okay.
And then what was the fourth one?
You're doing a killer job. Slumber Logic?
Yeah, Slumber Logic.
Did you put them all together, Billy?
Yeah, how did you not like just write them all down when you said you picked them? You pull them to the side. That's what you do.
Billy, you have a notepad?
Oh, I was moving fast.
Billy, lift up the sleeping bag with the eggs on top of it, and then grab the notepad from underneath. And then go push aside the laundry basket with a laptop in it and move the desk with a globe laying off to the side of it and find a pen. I can't see the floor. Can we see the floor? I couldn't see the floor.
The floor is in bad right now.
What?
Wait. Hold on. Go back.
Turn it and leave it.
Go back.
Turn it and leave it. Don't move.
And point down.
What?
Hold on. Stay there.
Are you at a desk?
No, go back. No. Go back. Stop, man, I'm still looking.
Stop
Please.
Moving it. Turn it. Okay, now keep it there and do not move it. What is happening here?
How could you say? Hold on. No, stop moving it. Why do you keep moving it?
Don't move it. Keep it there until we tell you to turn it. Do not move your phone.
Sife, he said this isn't that bad.
It isn't.
What is happening in your room? What is happening?
That's not that bad.
Well, hold on.
You moved it again. You moved it again.
Follow
simple instructions. Turn it. What do you have, a computer or a phone?
I'm on my computer.
Turn your computer.
This is not hard.
Turn it around. Turn it. You don't have to be in it, so don't worry about your face being in it. Turn it. Now point it down a little bit more. Okay. Now stop touching it. Now back up. Back away from it. Don't touch. You're touching it.
Well, he's holding it.
In the middle of the air.
He's holding it. He has to hold it.
Holding it up. Okay, stay right there. Is that an air conditioner on the floor?
I see an air conditioner.
There it is.
Okay.
Hold on. I see an air conditioner. I see.
I don't see the floor.
Hold on. I don't see any floor, but Sife, do I see wadded up tissues on his bed?
And on his. He keeps moving it.
He won't keep it anymore. Now he's embarrassed. Now.
I have allergies, okay?
But by the way, how could you think that's not bad?
Because it really isn't that bad.
It's not that bad.
Compared to what it was before?
I want to show you my room, which I consider to be pretty bad right now. Hold on.
We're holding. This is your studio room.
Yeah.
You got your blackout shades. You got your couch. Turntables over there. Why is this bad?
Sife, you see what that is?
Like, what's that on the ground there on the right?
Right here?
The white thing on the floor next to the couch.
That's like a background for the Michael Kay show that I have to look.
Okay, okay.
But do you see what this thing, the pink, is in the middle?
A carpet?
That's a rug, right. Rug? And you know what the rug's on?
The floor?
Yep, you see that?
So
okay. This is what I consider a mess.
Right. Yeah,
because
yeah,
I have
yeah.
my desk. Has,
there,
my desk has a lot of stuff, wires.
Yeah.
But Billy June, what you have going on, I don't know how you survive this. All right. Hey, Sife, you know what we should do? Now that we played every intro for an hour, let's go over to Patreon.
Okay, okay.
So we're going to...
I'll head over there.
All right, we're going to continue this thing over on Patreon. Come join.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.